Well, from the sprints, we call them sprints, they're often like 250k races, but to the Sandown 500 over the weekend, it's going to be a big one, and all in the big build up to Bathurst at Mount Panorama. And a man who's looking forward to getting to Sandown is the defending champion in Cam Waters, who joins us. Hi, Cam.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, extremely well. Exciting time of year. It's like a new phase. It's like finals footy, isn't it?
It's a little bit different time of year for us, but yeah, really exciting. The endurance season's always a good one, with obviously the real big races coming up and lots of points on offer, and you get to share your car with a buddy.
This must be one of your favourite tracks, Cam, having won the Sandown 500 last year.
Yeah, somewhat like it, I guess, after last year. So it's a track that I've always kind of gone well in my junior categories coming through as well. So, really excited to get to Sandown. Got lots of family stuff coming out, and hopefully we can back it up.
My obvious question is, why does it suit you, mate? What is it about the track that makes you feel comfortable? Obviously, success brings that, but is there something that it just your eye likes it?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I think I've done a lot of laps around there, and obviously all the different junior categories that I've done, and I don't know, I've just taken to it and really enjoyed it. And last year the car was handling really nice, and I was maximising it. And I don't know, I can't really put a finger on what it is, but yeah, I do enjoy it.
What's the key thing you have to do well around this circuit to have success?
Well, it's really just two long drag strips. So yep. If you got a car that gets onto them really well and is fast down both straight, that's probably half your job done. And then because it's an endurance race, it's such a long race, you just can't make any mistakes. So usually if you can have a relatively fast car and make no mistakes, you can win the race.
Right. It's a bit of a milestone for you this weekend, your 50th supercar event.
Yeah, 50 rounds. So I'm feeling like a bit of a veteran.
But you first started, you're the youngest ever participant around Bathurst, aren't you, back in 2011. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got to compete at Bathurst? Because did you win a television show?
Yeah, so, pretty cool stat, but yeah. Won a reality TV show back in 2011, and there was 10 contestants, and if you got through, you got to race at Bathurst with Grant Denyer. So, managed to get through somehow and win it, and was the youngest ever starter at Bathurst.
Mate,
so, really cool.
It must have felt surreal. You must have had to pinch yourself because you would have been seeing all the legends there and thinking, geez, what am I doing here?
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird feeling because obviously that year I was in Formula Ford and trying to get into supercars, and then all of a sudden I was in the biggest race of the year in a supercar. So, it was a little bit weird, but it was an awesome experience for me, and just I learned so much kind of that weekend and helped build my profile, which helped me get sponsors in the next following years. So, it really helped me.
Cam, you guys look so cool when you're behind the wheel. What are you like as a spectator, mate? Because you're partnering up with Dave Russell throughout the Endurance Series. Are you a nervous watcher with Dave behind the wheel?
I haven't actually watched Dave behind the wheel of my car in a race yet, but
right.
Every time he's practiced, he's been really quick and made no mistakes. So, kind of, it is what it is. I trust him that he's going to do the best for Car 6 guys and try and get in a good position so we can try and defend it. But, I'm not too nervous usually.
Yeah, talking of good positions, though, Cam, like last year you started from pole, but when you look through the last 31 Sandown Enduros, only three cars have gone on and won from pole position. Why is that, do you think?
What I touched on before with people making mistakes, it's the first endurance race, and a lot of the co-drivers are fresh. They don't race that much, so they are prone to making mistakes more. You got to do obviously a different kind of pit stop and just these little things. And if you make a little mistake, it just takes you out of the race or puts you a lap down or whatever. So, that's probably why I think that probably stats there. But, yeah, last year we had a fast car and didn't make mistakes, and that's probably how we won it.
I actually don't think it's a good omen to get pole position. I think you were only the third bloke in the last 30 years to actually win that race off pole.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I actually, the Saturday night after I obviously got pole. My manager is really good with stats, and he told me it's probably the worst position you can start.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Finally got pole, and he told me it's a bad position.
Reverse psychology, Loz, as a coach?
I think it might be. But how has the car travelled throughout the series, Cam?
This year it's been a bit up and down, to be honest. For Tickford, or our team, it hasn't been the best year. Obviously, after last year, we won a few races and got podiums, but this year just been fast at some races and really bad at others. And I think the last probably two, three events, we found a bit more consistency. So that's been nice. But these kind of endurance races, it's kind of almost, well, it's not start again, but there's obviously a little bit of a different element with the two drivers and longer races.
Yeah, quite incredible. And one final one, mate. Are you excited about, I know you're excited about this year, but next year you go into the Mustang and you got a look at that, didn't you, recently?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome to race the Mustang next year. It's an iconic car and I drive one up on the road. So it'd be cool to get out of my roadie and get into a race car that's a Mustang also. So it's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, mate, we thank you for your time, mate. Good luck with Monster Energy over the weekend. Let's hope you can go back-to-back at Sandow.
Cool, thank you. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Cam Waters. Fascinating story, Loz, as you touched upon, about how he got involved.
Yeah.
Well, he was obviously involved.
Well, he was driving and did, they came through the go-karting and collected plenty of nationals and state titles, but then went on a television show and was the best driver and then got to drive at Bathurst in 2011. So he's only 24 years of age. So what's that? That's 17. Competing at Bathurst. Unbelievable.
Incredible. Yeah. Wait till we get you up there, mate.
Yeah.
Final, mate. Your first trip up there.
Well, no, I've been there before, but first trip with you guys. Yeah. The last time I went up there, I had a good time, let me tell you. I was there for about 3 days.
You'll be okay.